2 Samuel chapter 20. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to his tents, O Israel." So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clung to their king from the Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in confinement and fed them, but went not in unto them. So they were shut up to the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be you here present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he delayed longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take you your lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he finds him fenced cities and escapes us." And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. When they were at the great stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded to him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof, and as he went forth it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, "Are you in health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand, so he smote him therewith in the fifth rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba the son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "He that favours Joab, and he that is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him, when he saw that every one that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel and to Beth-Machar and all the Berites, and they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth-Machar, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you, to Joab, come near here that I may speak with you." And when he had come near to her, the woman said, "Are you Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." Then she said to him, "Hear the words of your handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." Then she spoke, saying, "They were inclined to speak in old time, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel." And so they ended the matter. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of Yahweh?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city." And the woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall." Then the woman went to all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites. and Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. And Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. And Ira the Jerite was a chief ruler about David. 2 Samuel chapter 21. Then there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of Yahweh, and Yahweh answered, "It is for Saul, and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites." And the king called the Gibeonites and said to them, "Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the children of Israel had sworn to them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Therefore David said to the Gibeonites, 'What shall I do for you, and with what shall I make the atonement, that you may bless the inheritance of Yahweh?' And the Gibeonites said to him, 'We will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall you kill any man in Israel.' And he said, 'What you shall say, that will I do for you?' And they answered the king, 'The man that consumed us, and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from the remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered to us, and we will hang them up unto Yahweh in Gibeah of Saul, whom Yahweh did choose.' And the king said, 'I will give them.' But the king spared Mehibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of Yahweh's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mehibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before Yahweh, and they fell all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and allowed neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told to David what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them, when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up from there the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son buried they in the country of Benjamin in Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father, and they performed all that the king commanded. And after that God was entreated for the land. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David grew faint. And Ish-bibenob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, helped him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, 'You shall go no more out with us to battle, that you quench not the light of Israel.' And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibbechai the Hushathite slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jerimregim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that he had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shemaiah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants. 2 Samuel chapter 22. And David spoke unto Yahweh the words of this song in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my saviour. You save me from violence. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death encompassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon Yahweh and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured, coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahweh thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered, at the rebuking of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my support. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore Yahweh has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful, and with the upright man you will show yourself upright. With the pure you will show yourself pure, and with the perverse you will show yourself unsavoury. And the afflicted people you will save, but your eyes are upon the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh will lighten my darkness. For by you I have run through a troop, by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect, the word of Yahweh is tried, he is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God, save Yahweh, and who is a rock, save our God? God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like deer's feet, and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your gentleness has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them, and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yes, they are fallen under my feet. For you have girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me have you subdued under me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto Yahweh, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. You also have delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me to be the head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Yahweh lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avenges me, and that brings down the people under me, and that brings me forth from my enemies. You also have lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the heathen, and I will sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed for evermore. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he that rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he makes it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Esmite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahahite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there, gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel had gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clung to the sword, and Yahweh worked a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines had gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and Yahweh worked a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chiefs went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto Yahweh. And he said, be it far from me, O Yahweh, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them, and had the name among three. Was he not most honourable of three? Therefore he was their captain. However, he attained not to the first three. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among three mighty men. He was more honourable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Haradite, Elikar the Haradite, Helez the Pultite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anethothite, Mebunai the Hushathite, Salmon the Ahahite, Maharai the Netophathite, Heleb the son of Bana, a Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai out of Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hiddai of the brooks of Gash, Abi-Albon the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhamite, Eliahaba the Shalbonite, of the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, Shamar the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sharar the Hararite, Eliphelet the son of Ashbai, the son of Machathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbite, Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Beerothite, armor bearer to Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira an Ithrite, Gareb an Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all. 2 Samuel chapter 24. And again the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go, number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number you the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said to the king, Now Yahweh your God, add to the people, how many soever they are, 100 times, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why does my lord the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over the Jordan and pitched in Aroah on the right side of the city that lies in the midst of the river of Gad and toward Jazeer. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tatim-Hodshi, and they came to Danjan and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and they went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people to the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto Yahweh, I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now I beseech you, O Yahweh, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of Yahweh came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say to David, Thus says Yahweh, I offer you three things. Choose you one of them, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him, and said to him, Shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in a great bind. Let us fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of a man. So Yahweh sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, Yahweh repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It is enough. Stay now your hand." And the angel of Yahweh was by the threshing place of Arunah the Jebusite. And David spoke unto Yahweh when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray you, be against me and against my father's house." And Gad came that day to David and said to him, "Go up, rear an altar unto Yahweh in the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite." And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as Yahweh commanded. And Arunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arunah went out and bowed himself before the king upon his face upon the ground. And Arunah said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor of you, to build an altar unto Yahweh, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Arunah said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Behold, here are oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Arunah as a king give to the king." And Arunah said to the king, "Yahweh your God accept you." And the king said to Arunah, "No, but I will surely buy it of you at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto Yahweh my God of that which does cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto Yahweh and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So Yahweh was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.